And today we consider the compelling interest in things that are found.
I have all these finds, all these pieces of paper that people have found, you know, in the grass and the alleyways and bowling alley parking lots and prison yards all around the country and sent in to me because I collect this kind of stuff.
Meet Davy Rothbart, the founder of Found Magazine. It's an occasionally published journal filled with found notes sent in from all over. Grainy black and white photocopies taped together on the page. They could be love letters, reminders, journal entries, scrawled threats like this one. Paul and Olivia, our doorbell is not a toy. Stop ringing it or I'll have to call your parents. They're the tiny drifting ephemera of our lives.
I think what it's about, you know, not so much going out hunting for it specifically as much as just, you know, in your everyday wanderings through the world, just having that awareness of these bits of papers that are floating around us all the time, you know, 4 out of 5 or something not too interesting. But 1 in 5 is usually pretty wonderful.
Like the note he found stuck on his car's windshield one snowy Chicago night. The note he's titled Page Me Later.
I came out of my friend's apartment late one night and my name's Davy, but on my windshield was this note addressed to Mario. So it said, Mario, I hate you. You said you had to work? Then why is your car here? At her place? You're a liar. I hate you. I hate you. Amber, P.S. Page me later.
There seem to be, if you look through the magazines, kind of genres of things that you find. One would be the list. People are big list makers.
Sure.
Which is just endlessly fascinating,
yes,
I think.
Yeah, everyone's trying to order their lives, and it's interesting to see what's important to them. I love seeing these lists where they'll have these specific things they have to do. You know, have to go to the post office, go to the bank, and then they'll have some enormous thing on there, you know, live free, you know?
That's number 3, after
right,
the bank.
Exactly.
All across the country, Davy Rothbart has a happy band of finders who share his passion. They scour and scavenge and send him their best finds. And we decided to tag along with 2 of them here in Washington to see what we might turn up.
You know, the key I find is to just not tune out the things that you normally would. You know, I don't, you know, pick up every piece of trash that I see, but, you know, things that look promising, just to stop for a second and give a look.
Eldad Malamuth is a lawyer. His friend A.J. Wilhelm runs a digital photo archive. They walk slowly, searching out tossed aside treasure.
I think maybe the posture is the first thing. I kind of walk like this, a little tilt to the head. I'm just kind of looking around a lot.
Their eyes are fixed to the ground, darting from side to side. Now and then they'll swoop down to fish some potential find from under a bush or out of a gutter.
Oh, it's a dirty Kleenex.
There's a lot of dirty disappointment in this hunt. But occasionally, Eldad says, there's the reward of something with meaning or mystery.
I found a whole series of sticky notes that I believe accompanied maybe a child's lunch. And on each day, the mother had written the type of sandwich at the top, you know, like tuna, turkey. And then underneath every day it said, be good today, and I love you. And that was it. But there was, you know, like 10 of them or something all together. I felt a little, you know, badly for the kid, actually. It seemed like a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure to be good every day.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to keep up with every day.
We wander into a playground. Could be promising.
I see lots of kids around, so that's always a good sign.
Kids are phenomenal droppers of things. And just down the street, we find a battered and crumpled sheet of notebook paper.
I'm really curious about this.
It's filled with an adolescent scrawl. AJ tries to decode the text.
This is the dunch...
What is that? The lunch bag mystery?
The lunch bag mystery. The case of the missing boombox phone boyfriend, love. Now I'm turning around and it says, in the back it says, The Case of the Missing Candy Cane by Tiffany Washington. Very nice. Okay, this is tops today.
But we think we can do better. We continue down the street.
Chicken bones. Receipt for gasoline. DC lottery stubs. I know there's something around here.
You feeling it?
Yeah.
And pretty soon I spy something intriguing on a stoop.
Okay, somebody took great care to wad this up very tiny. which is almost an invitation on its own.
I think we're gonna discover this.
Yeah.
It's actually something I put there.
You littered.
Does that count as found?
You littered.
I didn't litter, I just moved it.
We move on, and around the corner, we all spot it, sitting right there on a sidewalk grate.
Okay, we may have a new find of the day.
It's a card cut out in the shape of a pig, Babe the Pig, with a new name tag stuck on that says Brandon. And inside, in a child's determined printing, it says,
"Hi, Pig. Today is Monday.
It is a rainy day.
It is a rainy day.
Love, Brandon."
That's a pretty good find.
That's a really good find.
Later, we run our finds by the founder of Found, Davey Rothbart. First, the mystery of the boombox phone boyfriend.
Nice.
And then Brandon the pig.
What? That's a nice one.
Now, is that a keeper, do
pig.
You think?
Is it a Brandon keeper? Can I keep it?
Yeah. Do you think that might make it into the magazine? Is that?
Yes. Yeah, this could make it into the magazine for sure.
Now, what about it says to you, yeah, this goes in?
I like something that has a little bit of a narrative to it, you know, just something that, so you get a hint of a story, you know? And there is a hint of a story in this one, and it's a sort of puzzling and almost baffling, cryptic, and weird.
The things that Davey Rothbart says make these found notes so irresistible.
You know, so many stories that we encounter, I feel like, have these sort of tidy resolutions. But these notes are just one fragment, and they're all, for the most part, incomplete stories. And so, for me, they kind of leave you wondering, you know, what happens next, you know, and what happened to these people. And they nag me because of that. They're sort of haunting, and you don't know where the story goes.
Is that part of the fun for you, trying to figure that out?
Yeah, the intrigue, you know. Each one is its own puzzle, you know, its own mystery. And I've found that people have come to the same note and come away with very different interpretations, you know, you fill in the blanks with what's in your own heart and life. People, you know, say, well, isn't this voyeuristic? I say, absolutely, you know, but we're surrounded by strangers all the time, and I think it's only natural to be curious about what other people's experience of being human is like.
Davey Rothbart figures he gets about 10 found submissions in his mailbox every day. 10 chances for something that might make it into the next issue of Found magazine, which comes out this fall. And this summer, Davey Rothbart is on a tour, reading and sharing finds around the country. You can see Brandon the Pig and some submissions from Found magazine on our website, npr.org.